This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Folk Music Hour.
Hello there, I'm Davey. We're in our 10th year of the Folk Music Hour. After the one about the folkish side of Croz last time, with some bursts of rock music, I wondered if I might win back disaffected folkies with something of a trad folk playlist. After all, Mr. or Ms. Trad is the world's most prolific composer, though this tune, Inishere, named for an island in Galway Bay, was composed in the 1980s by the Dublin accordion player Tommy Walsh. So, it sounds trad, it's in the tradition of Irish folk, but it's quite modern. Does that matter? I'm going to try and find out in this program. This gem was found on a BBC webpage at the time of the 2016 UK Folk Awards.
Though I heard two sisters side by side, sing I dum, sing I day. Though I heard two sisters side by side, the boys are bound for me. Though I heard two sisters side by side, the eldest for young Johnny cried, I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny got the youngest a cake o' rings, sing I dum, sing I day. Johnny got the youngest a cake o' ring, the boys are bound for me. Johnny got the youngest a cake o' ring, he never got the eldest a single thing. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny got the youngest a beaver hat, sing I dum, sing I day. Johnny got the youngest a beaver.
So wait.
boys are born for me. The men are eating for gay gold ring, and then he pushed him again. I'll be too one to mine, oh, if he'll be true to me. The men put his hand on the mountain head. Sing I dum, sing I day. The men put his hand on the mountain head. The boys are born for me.
Clonard, with a song that has so many variants that it's hard to say, but it's thought to be trad Scottish. It's Roud 8 and Child 10, which means they considered it early on in their respective work cataloguing the great US-UK folk tradition. The Twa Sisters, the Bows of London, the Wind and Rain, the Berkshire Tragedy, just some of the titles it's sung under. Like all good stories I read once, folk music is largely about three things: sex, death and politics. There might be a lot of carousing along the way, and there may be some discussion of farming or some comedy to tickle your fancy, but the principal themes remain constant, and they're always delivered with rude gusto. What a great definition of traditional folk.
I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, until every tea would turn a mill. He's good to a warning slum. I'll sell my rock, I'll sell my reel, I'll sell my only spinning wheel, to buy my love a sword of steel. Is I'll dye my petticoats, I'll dye them red, and round the world I'll beg my bread, until my parents shall wish me dead. He's got Shoo, go, suck it, rag, shoo, go,
Clonard again with a lovely performance of the Irish love song I last looked at in the American Civil War podcast in April on the Folk Music Hour web page. One translation of the chorus from the Gaelic says, "Come, come, come, O love, quickly come to me, softly move, come to the door, and away we'll flee, and safe forever may my darling be." Siularun, go or walk, my love. As a woman encouraging her lover to run from battle, it may date back to the Jacobite uprising in Ireland in the 17th century. No one seems certain.
Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were bonny lasses. They built them a bower on yon burn side, they thicked it all over with rushes. They thicked it all over with rushes green, they thicked it all over with heather. The plague come from the butter town and slew them both together. They would not have their shoes of red, nor would they have them yellow. But they would have their shoes of green to ride through the streets of Yarrow. They thought to lie all in the churchyard among their noble kin. But they were laid in Stronach Hall all out beneath the sun. Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were bonny lasses. They built them a bower in yon burn side, and they thicked it all o'er with rushes.
Martin Carthy and friends with Betsy Bell and Mary Gray. According to popular tradition, the two women built a hut in the countryside outside Perth in a vain attempt to cheat the plague of 1645. Popularised by broadside texts, the ballad was known as far back as the end of the 17th century. A 19th century music hall song was based upon it, and a nursery rhyme version is still known to children in Great Britain.
Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were bonny lasses. They bigot a bower in yon burn side, and they thieved it all over me. They think it all over rushes green. They think it all over heather. But the plague came from the Bonatoon and it slew them both together. They would not have their shoes of red, nor would they have them yellow. But they would have their shoes of green to ride through the streets of Yarrow. They thought to love among their noble kin, but they were laid in Stronach Hall, all out beneath the sun.
Thank you. with Peter Knight's fiddle, Maddie Pryor makes it sound both modern and ancient. Here are the Watersons with a May Day song welcoming spring.
Take the scone to wear the horn. It was the crest when you was born. Your father's father wore it, and your father wore it too.
Hal and so, jolly rumble oh, we were up long before the day, oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May, oh. The summer is a-coming in, and winter's gone away, oh.
What happened to the Spaniards that made so great a boast, oh? Why, they shall eat the feathered goose, and we shall eat the roast, oh.
Alanto, jolly rumble, oh, we were up long before the day, oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May, oh. The summer is a-coming in, and winter's gone away, oh.
Robin Hood and Little John, they've both come to the fair, oh, and we will to the merry green wood to hunt the buck and hare, oh.
Hal and so, jolly rumble, oh, we were up long before the day, oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May, oh. The summer is a-coming in, and winter's gone away, oh.
God bless and Mary Moses and all her power and might, oh, and send us peace to England, send peace be day and night, oh.
Alanto, jolly rumble, oh, we were up long before the day, oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May, oh. The summer is a-coming in, and winter's gone away, oh.
Hal and Toe, quoting the line, "Summer is a-coming in," perhaps the oldest song ever written down, the manuscript dating from 1262. Possibly composed by William of Winchcombe, but after seven centuries, I rather think it qualifies as a folk song. And from the same album, Frost and Fire, A Calendar of Ritual and Magical Songs, here's one about harvest time.
We gets up in the morn, and we sound the harvest horn. Our master is orders for to mind. First thing we take in hand is the stopper from the can, so each man can drink until the bottom he find. Then each man do take his part, and work with hand and heart, while the glorious sun do shine, while the glorious sun do shine. Our master brings the can, he's a jolly-hearted man. Come, me lads, and take a drop of the best. And don't you stand and prattle when you hear the wagons rattle, for the sun he is a-drawing to the west, for the sun he is a-drawing to the west. Here's the farmer's daughter dear, brews us plenty of strong beer, which is enough to cheer up any soul. Each man shall drink and say, heaven bless this happy day, when we crown the harvest with a flowing bowl, when we crown the harvest with a flowing bowl.
The Watersons, marvellous. Black Waterside is a traditional Irish song of unrequited love. The first verse is modelled on the Irish girl. Here's Paddy Tunney.
Oh, as I roved out one bright summer's morn, down by Black Waterside, I be gazing on the flowers that did bloom all around, when a pretty young Irish girl I spied. Oh, 'twas a red and rosy was her cheeks, golden yellow was her hair. As I clasped her by the lily white hand, and I said, my young sweetheart fair, there be many a good man's daughter going around from town to town. There be many a good man's daughter with her hair all hanging down. They be rocking their cradles the whole day long, singing lola and lola lo. Was the ever a poor misfortunate girl, was as easily led as you. Oh, that wasn't the promise you made to me down by Blackwater side. That wasn't the promise you made to me when you asked me to be your bride. That wasn't a promise you made to me when you swore you'd be loyal and true. When the fishes fly and the seas run dry, I'll turn and I'll marry you.
And a recording by the Scottish singer Jean Redpath underscores the cautionary tale. Boys will say anything to get what they want.
One evening fair I took the air down by Blackwater side, and in gazing all around me, 'twas the Irish lad I spied. All for the first part of that night, we two did sport and play. Then that young man and gathered his clothes, saying, fare thee well today. That's not the promise you gave to me when you lay upon my breast. For you made me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in you've wrought with your wanton will. There's not one girl in this whole the fishes will fly, and the seas will run dry. Sure it's then that you'll marry I.
Gene Redpath. Some English singers know it as The False Young Man. It's one of those texts with floating verses where some lines show up in other songs. A form of it was published late in the 19th century by the London broadside printer Henry Such of Southwark. The Blackwater River is in County Wexford. Here's Anne Briggs.
One morning, sir, to take the air down by Blackwater side, 'twas in gazing all around me, 'twas the Irish lad I spied. All through the far part of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man he arose, and he gathered his clothes. He said, fare thee well today. Well, that's not the promise that you gave. When first you lay on my bed, you could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home. You brought with your wants and will. For there's not a girl in this whole wide world as easily led as I. Sure, fishers they'll fly, and the seas run dry. 'Tis then he'll marry I.
From 1971, Anne Briggs, with a version originally recorded by Irish traveller Mary Doran for the BBC Archives. Bert Jansch learnt it from Anne and actually recorded it before her in 1966.
One morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side, wasn't gazing all around me, the Irish led us by.
Bert Jansch, and he backed Anne on a second recording with the same guitar riff.
That's not the promise you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun
No two versions are quite the same, but it's remarkable how intact the melody has remained throughout its history. Even when Led Zepp's Jimmy Page jams on the tune, though he calls it Black Mountainside. Still, that's the folk process, I guess. Like all guitarists, he begs, borrows, and, well, you know the story. Economy of language and recurring theme, young girl has made promises that aren't kept, Blackwaterside is a brilliant folk poem and song. The journey of a folk song from Ireland to Scotland to England, passed around by the travellers, performed by many, held in the BBC archive and performed often. It was perhaps inevitable that such a good melody would suit folk rock when the genre came along mid-century. On her first solo album, Sandy Denny does it like this.
One evening before I took the down a bye that waterside, it was a gazing all around me that the I
Sandy from the North Star album. The thing about folk is the myriad possible interpretations. Whereas a conductor and orchestra will strive to perform a symphony exactly the way the composer meant it to sound, a folk singer can kind of play fast and loose. The much admired Peggy Seeger reckons one cannot write a folk song, although someone has to have started to make it up in the first place. Peggy says if your song is passed down through the centuries, it might, just might be called folk in due course. That would appear to rule out New Zealand folk entirely since our country is so young. And what of America, the world powerhouse of popular, i.e. people's, song? In a recent Folk Music Hour for Juneteenth, available as a podcast, I traced some music from Africa several centuries in the making, so that would appear to qualify under Peggy's definition. And the ballads of the descendants of early settlers from the old country have thrived in the new world, like Barbara Allen.
"'Twas early, early in the spring, when rosebuds they were swelling, young William on his deathbed lay, all for the love of Barbary Ellen. He sent a servant to the town where she was dwelling, saying, my master's sick, and he sends for you. If you be Barbary Ellen, so slow, so slowly she got up, and slowly she went to him. Oh, she said when she got there, young man, I fear you're dying. Oh, yes, I'm sick, I'm dreadful sick. I hear the bad winds howling, and no better will I ever be if I can't have Barbary Ellen. Well, I remember that distant night down in the Longwood Tavern. You danced and sang with the ladies fair. You slighted Barbary Ellen.
Ye Vagabond's arrangement must be close to the earliest tradition. The song began as a ballad in the 17th century or earlier before quickly spreading both orally and in print. Ethnomusicologists Steve Rowd and Julia Bishop described it as the most widely collected song in the English language. Rowd numbers it 54. It ends with a rose growing from his grave, a briar from hers, and the plants form a true lover's knot. In a diary entry after a New Year's Eve party, Samuel Pepys describes Mrs. Nip, with whom I sang, and in perfect pleasure I was to hear her sing her little Scotch song of Barbary Allen. That's in 1666. Now, I know it's just acting, but in the film Songcatcher, dramatising song collection among early settlers in the mountains, a young Emmy Rossum sings it, recording it on a wax cylinder.
"'Twas in the merry month of May, when all gay flowers were blooming, sweet William on his deathbed lay, for the love of Barbary Allen. He sent his servant to the town, he sent him to her dwelling, saying, Master sick and very sick, and for your sake he's a-dying."
In Virginia-born Judy Cook's version, the tune is quite different. We pick the story up partway through.
"As she walked on to his bedside, says, young man, you're dying. He turned his pale face to the wall, and he bursted out a-crying. He stretched his lily-white hand to her, 'Oh, come and tell me howdy. Oh, no, said she. And she would not go about him. Oh, don't you remember last Saturday night? 'Twas at my father's dwelling. You passed the drink to the ladies all around, and you slighted Barbary Allen. Oh, yes, I remember last Saturday night down at your father's dwelling. I passed the drink to the ladies all around, and my heart to Barbary Allen, and my heart to Barbary Allen. As she walked down those long stair steps, she heard some death bells ringing, and every bell did seem to say, hard-hearted Barbary Allen, hard-hearted Barbary Allen. As she walked down that shady lane, she heard some birds a-singing, and every bird did seem to say, hard-hearted Barbary Allen, hard-hearted Barbary Allen. As she walked out the very next day, she saw his corpse a-coming. Come, set him down, oh, set him down, that I might look upon him. The more she looked, the worse she felt, till she bursted out a-crying. I once could have saved pretty William's life, but I would not go about him. Oh, mother, go make my bed, and make it soft and narrow. Pretty William has died for pure, pure love, and I shall die for sorrow. And father, oh father, go dig my grave, and dig it deep and narrow. Pretty William has died for me today, and I shall die tomorrow. A rose grew out from William's grave, from Barbary Ellen's a briar, and they grew and they grew to the top of the church, till they could grow no higher. They grew and they grew to the top of the church, till they could grow no higher. And there they tied a true love's knot, and the rose grew round the briar.
Judy Cook. So an English traditional song survives and thrives in America, where 100 versions have been collected. But the Americas have given birth to many folk songs, despite being a mere 2.5 centuries old. Little Sparrow originates in the Appalachian region. The earliest versions are from ballads and songs collected by the Missouri Folklore Society around 1900. But surely it's a good deal older than that. Thing is, although the theme is familiar, there doesn't appear to be a direct antecedent in Britain or Ireland. But another ballad, collected in Scotland and Ireland, I wish, but it's all in vain, Raud 495, has a similar theme of regret. A startlingly modern take on the old song is performed here by Rachel Unthank and the Winterset.
I wish, but it's all in vain. I wish I was a maid again, but I am maid again. I never can be till apples grow on an orange tree. Was born and smiling on his daddy's knee, then I would go to yon churchyard and let the long green grass grow over me. When my apron strings hung low, he followed me through frost and snow. But now my apron's to my chin, he goes on by and says, I wish I was a maid. to meet again. I never can be till apples grow on an orange tree.
Another cautionary tale, boys are fickle. But Fair and Tender Ladies, or Little Sparrow, seems to have evolved in the Americas. One of the earliest recordings comes from Gene Ritchie.
Come all you fair and tender ladies, take a warning how you court young men. They're like a bright star on a cloudy morning. First they'll
Ritchie. Perhaps in the final resort, the authenticity of a folk song plays second fiddle to the main idea. Does it entertain? Do people like it? Do they share it? Peggy herself illustrates the point here.
Mother, I would marry, yes, I would be a bride. And I would have a young man forever at my side. For if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a cow. I cannot whistle, mother, I guess I don't know how. But if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh so weary of my propriety. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a sheep. I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep. But if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh so weary of my virginity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a man. I cannot whistle. You impudent little daughter, and what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than whistle for a cow.
Reminds me of a mother who said to her daughter, "Hold your wishes in one hand, spit in the other, and see which weighs more." Well, I've followed songs down some diverging paths, and quite by chance, rather a lot of boys being deceitful and girls who perhaps ought to have listened to their mother. I guess the cautionary tale in a folk song was the first kind of guidance counselling. While investigating the traditional song, the backbone of every culture, I've been rambling through the Anglo-American folk tradition. Another day and I might have taken a different path. But any culture or nation can do the same, tracing its traditional songs along many highways and byways, telling the fascinating story of folk music. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the playlist as much as I've enjoyed compiling it. We're always pleased to hear from you. My page leads to details of how to get in touch with the wonderful crew at Access Radio Taranaki. Till next time, cheerio.
Listening to the Folk Music Hour, a weekly broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki, thanks to New Zealand On Air, Irirangi Te Motu. All our shows are available to podcast. Just search for Folk Music Hour. Kia ora.